In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Question 412. What are the chief qualities of a good confession? The chief qualities of a good confession are three. It must be humble, sincere, and entire. And there you have a few drawings there, just saying it right out. No excuses, no falsehoods, no omissions. So underneath no excuses, you see the word humble. And that's where the person says, it was my fault, we accept responsibility. Underneath no falsehoods, we see sincere, I am telling the truth. And no omissions, entire, I am leaving nothing out. That's an excellent summary. No excuses, no falsehoods, no omissions. That's a good way to make a confession. By the way, when it says here that we need to tell them frankly, it does not mean that we go into graphic details. That is dangerous to do. Dangerous both to the penitent, because he might be tempted again to whatever sin he's confessing, and to the confessor, because it might tempt him. So when a penitent confesses something he is deeply ashamed of, he does not go in and say, so we started to, and then go into these details. No. Just the number and the kind. He says, I committed, say, one act of impurity with another, and it was a mortal sin. Now, if the confessor needs some more information to help him, then if there's something he doesn't understand, then he'll ask. But no graphic details. Question 413. When is our confession humble? Our confession is humble when we accuse ourselves of our sins with a conviction of guilt for having offended God. Question 414. When is our confession sincere? It is sincere when we tell our sins honestly and frankly. Question 415. When is our confession entire? When we confess at least all our mortal sins, telling their kind, the number of times we have committed each of them, and any circumstances changing their nature. Question 416. What are we to do if without our fault we forget to confess a mortal sin? Well, without our fault, if we forget to confess a mortal sin, we may receive Holy Communion because we have made a good confession and the sin is forgiven. But we must tell the sin in confession if it again comes to our mind.